Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories we are tracking today. Walmart took a non-cash impairment charge of $290 million for the value of the Jabong trade name in the third quarter, even as the US retail giant continues to bet on the significant opportunity for growth presented by the Indian market. The Bentonville-based company logged a 2.5% rise in revenue at $128 billion for the third quarter, even as its operating income fell by 5.4% to $4.7 billion. Delhi NCR residents seem to have no respite from the increasing air pollution, even as Friday is the last day for the odd-even rule in the national capital. People continue to struggle for fresh air for the third successive day of thick smog and deteriorating air quality. Arvind Kejriwal-led Aam Aadmi Party government is still uncertain regarding the extension of the odd-even road rationing system in Delhi, even as a public health emergency is being declared in the capital. The State Bank of India has postponed its marathon in New Delhi as air quality remained severe in the national capital. The largest lender in India was initially planning to organize SBI Green Marathon in Delhi in the early hours of November 17. SBI said the new dates for the Delhi Marathon will be declared soon. Bharti Airtel has reported highest ever quarterly loss due to provisioning for AGR dues after Supreme Court's verdict. The Sunil Mittal-led company has posted a net loss of ₹23,045 crore during the second quarter ended September 30th. The consolidated net loss before exceptional items for the quarter stands at ₹1,123 crore. Vodafone Idea, India's leading telecom operator, yesterday reported widening of consolidated net loss to ₹50,921 crore during the second quarter ended September 30th, from net loss of ₹4,973 crore in the same quarter last year and ₹4,873 crore in the June quarter. The September quarter result was impacted by the Supreme Court order on the definition of adjusted gross revenue. The ED on Thursday arrested former Fortis Healthcare promoter Malvinder Singh and former CMD of Religare Enterprises Limited Sunil Godwani in a money laundering case related to alleged misappropriation of funds of Religare Finvest. The Enforcement Directorate took both the accused in its custody inside the Tihar Central Jail, where they are currently lodged in a case filed by the Delhi Police in relation to the alleged scam. And that's all we have for you today. Have a great weekend.